This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
We're the girls from Her Society.
Your one-stop portal for girls who love girls.
And this is one of our podcasts.
Really? Is it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's press play and we'll see what it is.
Rachel, I'm not going to waste any time to ask you this, but who are those two hot bitches on the cover of Cherry Magazine?
Her Society. So Ginny and Natalie.
Speaking of toning down, there's some Photoshop rumours going on about the cover, and in particular in reference to a certain body part of mine. Did you Photoshop my boobs to be smaller?
Her Society.
This is Her Society, your one-stop radio show for girls who love. And tonight, let's start with the bad news. It's the last show of 2012.
Aww.
But we've got to kick a show to finish the night, or the year off, should I say, with a bang. We've got a show with a festivity like there's no tomorrow.
On tonight's show, we're going to touch base on last night's apocalypse.
Ooh. You had to see the seriousness then. And to keep in tune with the giving spirit, we're going to be writing out Christmas shopping lists for each other.
Oh, yay! This is Her Society with Ginny Pivati and Kitty Cat. Tune in live via joy.org.au or through your free iPhone app. Let's kick off with a bit of Christina Aguilera. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Joy 94.9, getting into the Christmas festivity here on Her Society on your one-stop radio show for girls who love. That was Brian McKnight featuring Christina Aguilera, or should I say the other way around, with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. This is Her Society with Ginny Pivati and Kitty Cat, taking you through to 7 o'clock. Now, yesterday, girls, it was supposed to be a big end of the world. People were posting on Facebook like there was no tomorrow. Where is the symbols we need it? But Pivati, what really was going on? Let's turn to our resident spiritual guide.
Okay, Ginny. So,
and the special voice has started. It's much more believable when you use that voice.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'll talk with my special guru voice then.
I'll try and make that really echoey for you. Go for it.
The voice of God.
No, you didn't do it. It doesn't work. You know, there's usually one option, on or off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All anyway. Right. Yeah.
So, yesterday, the 21st of December 2012, marked the end of a particular orbit of our solar system around a very large sun, and that orbit takes 26,000 years to occur. So it was actually the end of two time segments yesterday. One was a 400-year cycle called a baktun, and in the Mayan tradition, what they would do is at that time they would pray to the Lord of Endings or the Gods of Endings,
yeah,
who would come and bless everyone who were finishing things off so they could start new things.
I like
wow.
that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Then the other thing is this 26,000-year orbit that we've just completed and start and restarted. So it's like we've spent the last 13,000 years travelling away from this huge sun, so through darkness and away and away and away. And then yesterday was kind of the date, and it's hard to pin it to a day. It's usually a bit longer than that. But that's the date that was nominated where we rounded the corner and started to come back into the sunlight. And so this is how we astronomically enter a golden age of peace as we're heading to more sun and more brightness.
Wow.
So, you know, consciousness should lift in humanity. We should start to find ways over the next few decades, I guess, of how to resolve conflict peacefully rather than in battle, how we can come to accept difference as being a marvellous thing and part of our unity.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's very exciting. And we had a massive meditation last night in Satsang where we travelled into... there's a part in the Milky Way that's this massive big void, and it's called the Great Womb, as in WOMB.
Oh, wow.
And it's the sun yesterday, the solstice sun, aligned with the center of that void. And so we took a little journey up there with meditation last night and
that would
blessed
have been
humanity
stellar.
And blessed the world and, you know,
sent
all held a vision
everywhere.
For peace and happiness and joy and love. And it was quite extraordinary.
I think I would have enjoyed yesterday even more had I known this information.
I think you would have.
Like I would have because it's the end of the darkness and the crap and now we're going into positiveness, peacefulness.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
I'm not good with conflict at all. So to know that everyone's going forward without, you know, a more peaceful way.
Yeah.
Yeah, conflict doesn't sit well with you, dude.
No.
No.
Can't spell it, can't do it.
Just not
what
for you.
What do you instead? Run.
Smile.
All right.
Smile.
Bun size does smile.
Try and give a hug if I feel it's appropriate. If I don't know you, I probably shouldn't. Yeah. Sometimes I have. And then they run. So we've avoided the conflict. Freaky woman.
Yeah. Crazy hugging lady.
Why is she hugging me? We're just on a tram now. No. You know, I really try and avoid it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I prefer people to have a good time or smile or just not fight.
Mm.
Not be negative. Yeah. It makes me... all icky underneath. Mm.
I think we're always going to have differences of opinions, though, and we need to find peaceful ways to resolve those.
I don't always agree with people, but I keep that here.
Right.
And you can think what you like, I'll think what I like, but we can still be friends, have a coffee. Thanks for the coffee, Ginny.
You're welcome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Well, speaking of Christmas, now's a time where everyone kind of takes a break and gathers together, so it may be a time of conflict too.
Yeah, some families love to fight at Christmas,
yeah.
I think.
I don't understand that.
I don't get it either.
Let's just eat. Let's just eat, have a good time. It's only one time of the year that we're together. Let's do it.
Mm. Let's
do it. Let's sing.
Absolutely.
Who wants to hear Pravati?
No! We might hear Pravati after these announcements. Joy 94.9, this is Her Society with Ginny, Kitty Cat and Pravati on your WhatsApp radio show for girls who love. Let's hear from a bit of Mariah Carey with All I Want for Christmas Is You. Spreading the festivity here on Joy 94.9. Mariah Carey there. All I Want for Christmas Is You. If you want to say hello to us, give us a final Christmas wish for 2012, as this is the last Her Society for 2012, text through 0427-JOY949 or you can email onair@joy.org.au. We are spreading the festivity here on the airwaves. Now, ladies, I've given you guys a bit of a task, which I've taken on as well. Mm. We're going to write each other some Christmas wish lists. So if I was to buy for both of you, mm-hmm. I've got a list of things that I actually would buy for
I love both how of she you. Says, if I was going to, but I'm not.
No, if my budget permits.
So in dream world,
yes.
This is what you would get, but you're not getting it.
This is obviously based on us having galleons and galleons of money.
Yes.
And infinite abundance.
A PDD account.
A PDD account. PD.com account. Yeah, absolutely.
I like it.
So fun size, we're going to start with you. If you were going to shop for me and Pravati, what would you buy us?
Well, Pravati I just met today, but we've worked out we have the same nails.
Same eyeshadow.
Same eyelashes. So I feel like we're connected.
Yeah.
But I did listen to a show that Pravati did a couple of weeks ago, and I feel that she's a higher being. She's above these material things.
Yeah.
Oh. I do. And then she's like, oh. And then
damn.
I saw... But then I thought about it,
yeah.
And I decided I would get her green tea tablets,
ooh.
Which are awesome for energy,
mm.
And they just keep you hot, and she can then continue to keep going out into the world and spreading this love and peace that she's doing, so she'll always have the energy to do it.
That's good.
And then I thought I would get her a week with a guru of her choice,
ooh.
And she can go stay with them.
Yeah.
Cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I think I know which guru you'd pick.
My own.
There's got to be someone else in the world that you'd want to have an experience with.
Oh, the Dalai Lama.
See, I would organise that for you.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
She would hook that up.
Yeah.
Man, me and his holiness.
Yeah.
For rocking out.
For a week.
Chilling.
For a week. Yeah. Can you imagine the tweets about that? Pravati Maha.
Imagine what she'd come back with for us on our show.
I know.
Absolutely.
More bling, more mala.
Words of wisdom.
Yeah.
So that's what I do for Pravati.
That's fantastic. What a good shopping list for someone you've just met.
Just met.
Yeah, I'm just going to give you all the experiences.
And for you, I really thought about this one. It took me all of 5 seconds.
I just got to cheer for that one. 5 seconds, Kitty, this is good.
5 seconds. Oh, yeah. I thought you meant like, quick, say it all in 5 seconds. I'm like, no, that's not going to happen. So for Ginny, I would get her health for every family member.
Oh, that's lovely. I think I would, yeah, that would be very lovely.
Number one on my list. Number two on my list, I would get you a day with Nicole Scherzinger.
Oh, you know, I've moved on from Nicole.
Well, I know there's still love
there. I bet you'd move
back. You haven't changed your car.
I mean, it's a gift. What are you going to do? Say, oh, no, thanks.
Yeah. Sorry,
Kitty.
Yeah, that would be very lovely.
She's so yesterday.
And then for my final present,
yep.
I'm going to record myself with 5-year-olds singing All I Want for Christmas Is Ginny.
Oh.
But it gets better and you will have shoes which can turn into roller skates, but they light up on pressure, and on pressure they sing.
Are you serious? You actually thought of this gift for me?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and you can just roll through the streets of Melbourne
just singing it.
Yeah, no, it will sing to you.
It will sing to me while I roll.
Whoever's walking past.
So I just say, people, I'm just rolling.
And the lights flash
how I roll.
That'd be great.
I knew you'd love that.
I'd love roller skates that would sing to me. Are you serious?
But it'll be cute because it'll be kids' voices.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, it'll be good too because, you know, we need to admit that. Cook that up for me, Kitty. Awesome.
They're in the mail.
We'll talk about more about Christmas wish lists for each other after this next track. Mariah Carey again. Santa Claus is coming down. This is Joy 94.9, Her Society with Pavani, Kitty Cat and me. Spreading the Christmas cheer here on Her Society, your one-stop radio show for girls who love Mariah Carey there with Santa Claus is coming to town. Three more sleeps.
I don't even know what day it is.
No, I don't know either. What is it? Saturday. It's Saturday.
Are you sure?
It's three. Yeah. Are you sure, Jenny?
Are we here on the right day?
We are. I think so. We just got here somehow.
So yeah, yeah, it must be Saturday, right?
Three more sleeps till Santa Claus comes. Now, we've written gift lists for each other, actually, the three of us. Kitty Cat's just done hers. Pavati, are you ready with yours?
Well.
What would you buy me and Kitty Cat?
As Kitty Cat's already said, we only met today. Yeah. So I'm doing a little stab in the dark here.
Yeah.
So my first gift for Kitty Cat would be a year's supply of eyelashes, pedicures and manicures.
Bang!
I like it.
Bang!
The second would be a gift voucher to my favourite shoe company called Fluvog.
Never heard of it.
If you can think back to the 90s to D-Light doing Groovers in the Heart, she had massive... That's the company that made those shoes with the big pirate buckle. They're extraordinary. You'd love them. So,
sounds amazing.
A gift voucher for Fluvogs. And the third thing would be a recording contract.
Oh.
OMG. That is it. You had me on eyelashes, but a recording contract?
Now we're BFFs.
Oh, we are BFFs. I feel like you know me really well right now.
Thank you.
We literally just met people.
You did. You literally met 35 minutes ago. Actually, no, let's be fair here. 27 minutes ago.
It was. It was right after.
Hey, guys, meet right each other's list now. Yeah, seriously, you guys have pretty much nailed it.
I love your presence.
Thank you.
I love yours too. Me and the Dalai Lama.
Buds. Just chilling. Yeah, rolling with it.
I love this P. Diddy account. Dreams are possible.
Dreams are possible. All with
great,
P. Diddy.
Isn't it?
It all just starts with Puff Daddy.
Is that what he's called this week?
Oh, no, P. Diddy. Well, it was Sean Combs and Puff Daddy, then P. Diddy. Why did he go the Diddy?
Or is it just PD?
Is it PD?
I don't know. But it's changing.
Maybe you should hook that up.
That's like, why did Snoop Dogg change to Lion Dog?
No, it's Snoop Lion.
Snoop
Lion.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, our music director.
Yeah. Luckily, there's another half, Joe.
Luckily.
All right, names aren't important.
No, I know his face.
Snoop Lion doesn't roll off the tongue like Snoop Dogg, though, does it?
No.
And why
Snoop
Lion?
Snoop Dogg. No. Lion. Yeah. It doesn't work for me.
Not working.
Let's change it. You can't have the dog pound now. You have to have lion cubs.
Yeah.
That doesn't work. No, don't roll with that. No. Snoopy.
You just gave me a
Do you want to know what I got you?
Oh, yes. I got too excited about Snoopy.
Okay, so, of course, this is the P. Diddy account. So the first time, of course, the first thing for you, of course, would be a lifetime supply of bubble tea.
Yeah! Although I'm going to go sugar-free now. You know I'm cleansing.
Oh, well, the sugar-free bubble tea.
Fantastic! Yeah. This is fantastic!
No carb bubble tea.
No carb bubble tea.
The second thing would be tickets to every R&B festival around the world.
Oh, snap! Snap.
Are they VIP backstage tickets?
Of course. Green room. Yeah, hanging out in the green room with all the artists.
Eating M&Ms.
Yeah.
And the third thing, which money couldn't buy for you, darling, I would get you, would be a girlfriend who lives in the same city as you.
She just fell off her chair.
Actually, I've got to say, I was speaking to one of my friends I caught up with. I hadn't caught up with her too much. And she goes, can you just take Pavati for me? I went, why? Finally, she actually made sense about you manifesting a girlfriend who lives in the same city. So, snap. There you go. Props to Pavati for that one. This is Her Society with Ginny, Kitty Cat and Pavati. Let's kick off with a bit of White Christmas. On Joy 94.9. Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
Thanks so much for listening to one of our Her Society podcasts.
And don't do anything I would do, because that would be illegal.
And don't leave your children behind. They may get eaten.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.